For the second meeting in a row, Ann Arbor City Council opted not to vote on a resolution to review downtown zoning and a six-month moratorium on site plan approvals in the heart of the city. Council did approve reconvening the Design Guidelines Task Force and approve the site plan for a 13-story apartment building on Church Street next to and above Pizza House. City Council also opted not to act on the first reading of ordinance amendments about the Downtown Development Authority. Councilmember Stephen Kunstelman says the primary focus is to limit the growth in tax increment financing revenues the DDA collects.
They have grown significantly from about $2.2 million in about 2002 to a projected almost $5 million in FY14, FY15. While our other city departments have taken substantial cuts over that same amount of time, property tax dollars have been, going to the DDA unrestrained.
Kunstelman says it's forced organizations like the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority to seek funds from the DDA that would have gone to them without the TIF captures. The proposal would also assign term limits to DDA board members and switch the city administrator for the mayor on the board. Mayor John Heefje says he doesn't know if he will still be mayor when the change would be made over a year from now, but he says there is value to having the mayor serve on the DDA board.
I think the DDA benefits from having the mayor there, someone who can relate to them a little better, council's feelings about an issue better perhaps than the city administrator would be able to.
City Council is expected to again consider both the moratorium and changes to the DDA at their meeting in 2 weeks. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.